Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns the second page of the dossier on Demetrius.
That first day when this affair of Demetrius began, an American plane left Tempelhof Aerodrome in Berlin for London. It was carrying, so we thought, a major of intelligence named Scannell, a fellow who had some special information for us about a racket involving forged papers in the DP camps and so on. Well, the plane left Tempelhof all right, but Scammell wasn't on it. They found his body under some rubble near the Augartenstrasse in Berlin. And the man who'd killed him had taken his papers, boarded the plane in his stead, walked calmly through the movement control on his arrival at Northolt, and disappeared. But there were other passengers on the plane. There was a fellow called Ridgway, a very beautiful girl named Hedy Bergner, and Godofsky, an American pilot. And all of them had seen the man who was passing himself off as Carl Scammell. Well, things began to move when the plane arrived in London. Godofsky was booked in at a hotel in Knightsbridge, and by this time, by the way, he'd scraped up an acquaintance with his fellow passenger, Peter Ridgway. They found a cab and headed for Knightsbridge.
Okay, cabby, Bailey's Hotel in Knightsbridge, and you can step on it. If this here Hackney don't come apart at the seams. Now, what do you say, Pete? If you got to stay in London for a few days before you go home to your folks and you don't have any place to park, why not share my room at Bailey's?
Well, it's very decent of you, Godofsky.
Say, what's this Godofsky? The name's Hank.
All right, Hank. I just don't want to make a nuisance of myself, that's all. I can easily find a room somewhere.
Just as you like. But here we are, both on leave.
Well, if you're sure I wouldn't be in the way.
I'm asking you, aren't I? I like you. You're a nice guy.
All right, then. It's settled. Thanks very much.
Anytime, bud. Say, you remember that babe Hedy Bergner at the airport? I wonder if she's got a girlfriend, maybe. We could make it a foursome.
That's if she does ring you tomorrow.
Gee, she came rushing up specially to say she would, didn't she?
I still say there was something funny about that. I think she was just after your address. Don't ask me why. You tried to make a date with her before we left Berlin. She turned you down. The minute we landed at Norfolk, she rushed over and said she was sorry, she'd love to go out with you. It's rather odd, don't you think?
Well, if she's on the lake. See, what are we worrying about? If she shows up tomorrow, we'll soon find out if she's on the level, won't we?
I'll bet you an even quid she's not.
So what's it to us? Plenty more babes than London. And at least I've got me a picture of her right here in my liberated Leica. Yeah, man. Say, cabby, when did you buy this heap? Back about 1910, maybe? I could walk faster than this. On my hands. Okay, boy, just drop the bags anyplace. Say, Pete, this Bailey's Hotel isn't half bad. Here you are, kiddo. Beat it downstairs and bring up some soda, huh?
Yes, sir. Hey, sure.
I grabbed me some scotch at the PX before we left Berlin. What do you say we open her up?
There's nothing I'd like better, old boy. Go right ahead.
Excuse me, sir. Just wanted to see if you've got everything. Lieutenant Godofsky, isn't it? Room 26.
That's right, honey. Come right in. How's about joining us in a little drink?
Oh, no, sir. I couldn't do that. Wouldn't be proper like me being a housemaid. Did I leave you your towels?
I guess so. Yeah, there they are. What's your name, honey?
My name's Dora, sir.
Well, this guy here is Captain Ridgway. We'll be sharing the room 2-3 days, maybe longer.
I hope you told them downstairs, sir.
Relax, baby. We fixed it.
Will that be all, sir? Would you like me to unpack your things?
We're going to freshen up some and change, and then we'll be out for the night. You can come back and straighten up later if you want, honey.
Very well, sir. This door gives a bit of a squeak lock sometimes. I hope it doesn't trouble you. They're trying to get it fixed.
That's okay. Say, Pete, would you look at the time? If we're taking in some joints, we'd better...
I wonder what that Jerry camera of yours would be worth, Lieutenant Kadovsky. I wonder.
Well, Major Keno, I had to shake him up a bit, but I finally got it. Here's the list of passengers.
Oh, good man, Kutz. Let's have a look. Yeah, so we're five passengers on the plane altogether, eh? Digby Mitchell, Peter Ridgway, both 2nd Airborne Division, both home for release from the service.
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant Godovsky, American flyer by the look of it, Army Air Force, and Miss Hetty Bergner. An Ensign girl, she shouldn't be hard to trace.
No, sir.
Oh, and then, of course, there was a fellow calling himself Carl Alexis Scannell.
Do we get to work on him tonight, sir?
Yes, Cuts, we do. Right, well, let's see what's become of these people. Mitchell's address is in Birmingham. He'll have to wait. Ridgway, home address Bobbin Hill, near Maidstone in Kent. Well, he'll have to wait, too. Miss Bergner, Harrington Gardens, South Kensington. We'll be right after her.
Yeah.
And Godovsky's staying at Bailey's Hotel in Knightsbridge. Good. Well, that's two of them right here in London. Should have a description of our man before morning.
Which one do we see first, sir?
We're calling at Bailey's first. It's on our way to South Kensington, though I doubt very much if he'll be there. You know the Americans, Cuts. I'll lay a 10-1 Godovsky's within 200 yards of Piccadilly Circus right this minute.
Well, that's what I'd be, sir, if I was paid the same as those blokes. I'll have the car round to the front in two shakes, sir.
Right.
Yes. Who are you? What do you want?
Are you Miss Hetty Bergner?
Yes.
I'm very sorry to disturb you at this hour, Miss Bergner, but it's terribly important. My name's Keane. May we come in?
Well, yes, I expect so, but what is it?
Miss Bergner, this is Sergeant Cutts, by the way. You were on an aeroplane from Berlin today, I believe.
That's right.
One of your fellow passengers is believed to be a murderer. He was wearing the uniform and carrying the papers of a murdered man called Scannell. Now, we have to get a description of him as quickly as we can. Now then, with you were two British captains and an American lieutenant. The fourth man was wearing a major's crown. What do you need to tell us about him?
Well, you'll have to let me think. I didn't really take much notice.
Do you recall the man I mean?
Yes, I think so.
Surely you can give us some idea of what he looked like.
Well, as nearly as I can remember, he was about medium height, about 35, I suppose, but I couldn't be sure.
Was he an Englishman?
He sounded like one.
You were talking to him, were you?
Oh, only a chance remark or two.
Look, Miss Bergner, I'm sure you can do better than this. Now, do think back. Was he dark or fair, clean-shaven, colour of his eyes, complexion? Must have noticed something about him.
I'm sorry, Mr. Keane.
Major Keane.
In tweeds.
Never mind about me, Miss Bergner. Tell us about this fellow on the plane.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm not terribly observant. I was tired. I'd done a show the night before, and there were parties after it. I wish I could help you more, but I simply didn't take much notice of the man.
I see. Very well, Miss Bergner, we'll leave it at that for tonight. We'll be getting in touch with you again in the near future, no doubt. If you remember anything you think we should know, ring this number and ask for me.
What about the others on the plane? Haven't they been able to help you?
Well, two we won't be able to get hold of till tomorrow, and the third man, the American, he wasn't at his hotel when we called. Lord knows when he'll get back. Well, good night, Miss Bergner. Next time we'll try to call on you at a reasonable hour.
Oh, that's all right, Major Keane. Good night. Oh, they found the body in the Ogartenstrasse. They shouldn't have found it for weeks. It's Hedy. You have to make certain of the American tonight. They're after you already. Yes. Yes, a man who said his name was Keane. No, 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 I told them nothing, nothing. But you must get to the American before they do. At Bailey's Hotel. Yes. Yes, all right. Good night. Shh. It's all right, Ducks. Only me, Dora. Got his camera, the Yankee lieutenant's. Ought to be worth 100 quid at least. And I know just the bloke who'll buy it. Piggy Quinn, the pawnbroker. There was some other stuff, Ducks, but the camera's best. It's one of them flash-jerried ones. Might get more than 100 with a bit of luck. And it's half and half, Ducks, same as last time. Ha! Fresh Yanks. easy pickings off, so... Shh! Listen! It's them. Godofsky and the other one.
Be terribly careful.
Oh, boy, what a night. I'm going to hit that hay, and I'm going to sleep and sleep and sleep. I say, Pete, how's about a nightcap, huh?
Oh, no. Not for me.
Oh, come on. Not even a little one?
There is a little man with the green hat sits right there.
Where?
There. When he's there, no more. Not even one.
Okay. Where you gone?
Hot bath, cold shower. It's the only way, old boy, if you want to beat that hangover.
Well, I'm going to lay me down right now. When you get back, I'll be dead. Good night, pal. Guess I better give that door something in the morning, unpacking for us, no? 1-2 pounds, maybe. Move the minor, 49. Hey, where'd she put my camera? That's funny, I left it right here, I know I did. Oh, what the heck, maybe she put it back in the bag. Maybe she put it in the closet. Huh? Hey, that's you, Peach, you forget the soap? Pete, listen, I can't find the cat. Say, who are you? Hey, you're the guy. What's the big idea?
We should have gone straight back to Bailey's hotel and waited that night, Cutts and I, but we didn't. When we left the girl Bergner, we hung about for an hour to give Godofsky time to get home. How could I know? How could I have foreseen what we'd find when we did get there?
Who was the assailant in Bailey's Hotel? Be listening for the next episode in this story of suspense, Dossier on Demetrius.